Please hold while we connect your call to extension 0.
Hello?
Hey, this is George. I'm calling from Local Splash. I'm looking to speak with Victor.
Hey, George. How you doing? How's everything?
Great. And yourself?
Good.
Great. So there was an appointment set up for us to call you today at this time, so we're following up on that?
Yes. How you doing?
Awesome. How can I help you?
Hi, George. I'm having an issue. Zoom, I think I gotta do verify my Google profile. I'm having an issue with that.
Having an issue making the video, the creation for the video verification?
They won't let me no more. I'm to the point where they can't for some reason.
Oh, and like it doesn't give you the option to do it at all.
Right. Yeah. So I you guys text me something, I try to do it and I just can't do it. They won't let me.
Okay, gotcha. I see that just recently, today, the live video verification was just recently enabled. Let me go ahead and send you the email.
Yeah, but it was enabled just 2 days ago, and the same thing, like it's saying suspended.
It's suspended. What link are you clicking on?
Oh, let me, hold on, let me add my brother, hold on.
Sure. I'm asking, Victor, because I'm clicking on your profile to do as if I were to do the verification, and it's giving me the option to do it.
It is?
Yeah.
Let me check with my little brother, hold on, one second.
Sure.
Hey, hello. How you doing?
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, Benjamin, they're saying that we could do the video now.
Okay.
What were they saying to you last time? What were they saying to you last time?
So the last time I did it, we were looking at it, there was the suspension. I put in an appeal. Did they say the suspension was lifted?
Hello? I'm asking. Hello, sir?
Yes, sir?
Yeah, that's my brother. He said he asked for an appeal to get the suspension lifted.
Yeah, whenever there's a suspension, don't do any appeals. We are the ones to do that. We have direct contact with Google. You can put a setback to everything by doing that. So, but no worries. I'm accessing the profile right now again. And it's giving me the option to do it. I'm not sure if maybe you're clicking on the wrong link or something, but I'm looking right at it right now, and it's giving me the option to do it.
Okay, let me pull up a line as well. Okay, yeah. Hold on. It's giving me to start the business profile. I want to start with this.
Thank you.
sorry. Okay. Okay, get verified. Okay, yeah, okay, now let me do it now.
Okay.
So okay.
No, but Benjamin, that means you had to go to the office and do the whole thing
again.
All over again?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, sir.
All right, hello, so you can see that you can do it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we this is going to be the third time us doing this, and then Google.
Yeah, in the past, like, months.
Doing this. So is there any other way to get verified, of another option?
This is the only one. So you guys have done the live video verification already?
Yeah, I've done it three times already. What, I think this year, right? Is it this year?
Yeah, we did it already twice already in the last, within a month. Twice within the last month.
Are you guys making any changes to your Google profile?
We're trying to, but...
So no, the only change we're making is the telephone number.
Yeah.
That's all. That's it.
There's some basic information.
Keep in mind, if you click on something that requires a change, a major change, Google will require for you to re-verify each time that's done. Mm-hmm. So if you make changes that Google thinks that they consider something important for a business, they might require for you to do a re-verification. So if you guys are looking to make any changes, again, please don't do these on your own. Make sure to give us a call before you make any change. Let us know what kind of change you want, and we'll do those changes for you and see if we can get without you guys doing any re-verification. Since changes sometimes, not all times, but sometimes will require for a re-verification.
No, yeah.
Okay.
The changes we've done through you already, the changes we're waiting for now are the ones you guys changed. It's just we can't change them because the verification keeps falling through.
Okay, gotcha. Well,
so
what
changes you guys made like a couple months ago, like 2 months ago?
Gotcha. Okay, yeah, unfortunately, there's no other way to verify. At the end of the day, it's Google who's the one that decides the method of verification. And if this is they choose, then we can't, of course, dispute that. So once you guys do this, we'll get a hold of Google to see if something is causing these re-verifications and, of course, put a stop to it.
All right. Actually, since we're here, I do have a question. Now, we have an office space that we can use for the business address. However, that kind of was given as an issue. Maybe it's not enough of what I'm doing for the Google verification. Is it possible, or I don't know if it's better if you change it to a service area, business, you know, that kind of thing on Google? Instead of having a business address, it'll be a service coverage of an area.
Oh, no, there has to be an address. The address is a must.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. Can I give, like, a home address? Would that be a address?
That's possible, yeah. We would just, of course, hide the address for people not to see this in Google. But, of course, before, if you're looking to do that, we can do it. But in that case, then you would have to not do this verification that you're about to do until we report the address change, and then after that, do the verification. Since if you do the verification, make the address change, you're going to re-verify again.
Okay.
Right. So let's just give it a home address.
Yeah. So you want to do my home?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Now, you can hide the address, so it'll just be on the GMB. It won't say there's a business address, but that'll just be like a business service area, right? That's what it'll
so no one's going to know your address out there. The address is just for us and Google to have.
Okay. And, okay, if we do that as well, there's, let's say, can I put a second business on that address as well, like a separate business?
No, it has to be one only.
Oh, because you have your business there, right?
Yeah, with Viva Castle, yeah, with Viva Castle, yeah. For Google purposes only.
Right, that would affect you.
Yeah, so it can't be two businesses in the same office, business address, whatever.
Right.
All right.
All right, so, Benjamin, so can you get verified again or no? One more time?
I can go again tomorrow.
You go do it tomorrow? All right.
We'll do it tomorrow. We'll try one more time. If not, the home address. I think you and me will figure it out, whose home address we can use.
No, but let's do the 555 Broad Hollow Road.
Yeah, well, no, tomorrow we'll do the verification at that office again. But if it doesn't go through again or it's sick of those issues, you know, maybe the home address, maybe change the address.
I got a different one. All right, no worries. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
All right, sir, so we'll do that tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good. Not a problem.
Is there anything? Okay. No problem. Thank you.
Oh, actually, I do one more question. So, is there a article or something on Google that tells us what changes constitute a degree verification, or that's just like it happens at random if it's like whenever Google wants it to happen?
So what we've noticed are the major changes, like an address, the name of the business. And if it's like something like services that you currently do not offer that are not related to what you were offering, that could also trigger the re-verification, things like that, things that are considered quote unquote, important.
Okay.
Like what about a telephone number change? That's what we did with a telephone number change.
Yeah.
Well, we noticed that the intermittent kind of thing, we've noticed that some do and some don't. So it's a yes and a no on that.
Okay.
Gotcha. You have criteria, but it's also kind of a gamble, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. And so this is what's slowing us down from getting more Google Guarantee calls?
No. So Google Guaranteed is, we can say it is related, but it is at the same time, it's different. So it could kind of hinder your performance, but not like to a degree what's like extreme. At the end of the day, Google is Google, so Google Guaranteed is Google, and this profile, of course, is also in Google, so they are related, they are hand in hand, but it's not something, they're still two separate things.
Okay.
All right, understood. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Is there anything else that I can do for you?
No, that's been great. Thank you.
All right, well,
we gotta do what we gotta do. All right, thank you.
All right, have a good one. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.